This is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle. We're playing this week with Sue Ellicott, Tom Baudet, and Charlie Pierce. And here again is your host at the Chase Auditorium in downtown Chicago, Peter Sagal.
Thank you, Carl. In just a minute, Carl Castle, the bard of the radio airwaves, performs poetic tributes to this week's news in our listener limerick challenge. If you'd like to play, give us a call at 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. Right now, panel, some more questions for you, though, from the week's news. Charlie, sports story for you. In the day Barry Bonds finally hit his 715th home run, breaking Babe Ruth's record. Things were nearly perfect. It was a beautiful day. The Giants were playing at home. Everybody cheered. One thing was missing, though. What?
It's a long drive way back. The radio dropped out.
The radio dropped out. Now, home runs are over in a moment, but the radio call lasts forever. For example, just to give you a sense of the moment, here's Russ Hodges' shot heard round the world call from 1951, right here.
Back of throws. There's a long drive. It's going to be, I believe. The Giants won the pennant. The Giants won the pennant. The Giants won the pennant.
And he goes on like that for a while. We all know this. Giants won the pennant. Historical moment. Radio call. Now, the microphone of Giants announcer Dave Fleming cut out just as Bonds hit the ball, and fans listening to the radio heard this.
3-2. Finley runs. The payoff pitch. A swing and a drive. Deep.
God, it's full of suspense.
Yes. God has a sense of humor.
And wasn't a guy standing in line for a beer who
yes.
caught the thing?
This is another great story. I mean, that what happened was, is of course, ever since his 73rd home run in that season a few years ago sold for such a vast amount of money, everybody's been lining the stands hoping to catch any of his home run balls, particularly that one. And it went into the stands and dribbled and ricocheted through various stairways and holes and fell into the hand of a guy who had left his seat to go buy a beer. Plop.
Did they check the ball for steroids?
Yes. Well, I don't know if you know this, but his balls have been marked with special holographs and DNA.
What?
This is true. You may... Barry Bonds' balls...
Peter, you know, this is one of those where you see it coming down the track for about a mile and a half.
And I wasn't able to get on the way.
You can't do anything about it. Just brazen it through.
Yeah. Well, you know, anyway, what has happened is because there's been so much contention over people trying to claim his home run balls, there was that lawsuit over the people who fought over it in the stands.
Mm-hmm.
Each ball is marked with special, unique markings. In fact, I believe some of it uses actual human DNA, which is impossible to replicate. They can't use Barry's DNA because, of course, the ball would immediately inflate to the size of a volleyball. But somebody's. So things got pretty tense in the Parliament of Taiwan this week. The ruling party, known as the DPP, very much wanted to stop a bill being proposed by the opposition, so much so that one courageous DPP member did what to the bill?
She rushed away and swallowed it up.
Yes, she ate it.
She shoved it in her mouth.
She ate it.
Did she actually eat it? Didn't someone pull it out?
Well, that's it. They tried. Let me tell you the story. The opposition party, those contrarians, introduced a bill at a conference that would open up trade with Taiwan's arch enemy, China. DPP members were incredibly upset. They physically attacked the conference. They rushed the table. And in the melee that followed, one female DPP member actually grabbed the bill, the document itself, and stuffed it into her mouth. The loyal opposition then tried to get her to spit it out. By pulling on her hair, they were mad that she didn't bring enough for everybody. Sadly for them, she was the one politician in the world who could keep her mouth shut. Although later, apparently, it turns out, as you suggested, Sue, she did not, in fact, swallow and digest it. She spat it out later and tore it up.
Because it's quite a lot to shove a whole sort of, you know, computer-sized piece of paper in your mouth. I mean, these bills are not on little tiny bits of rice paper, are they? They're on proper bits of paper. That would be quite an achievement.
Don't they have copies?
Drats, foiled again. She's like, well, I didn't think of that.